So we just had our first 100 degree day. That is so crazy. The first 100 degree day in Arizona. And it got me thinking about the seasons of life and how during so much of my life, I've actually fought against this concept. And then actually realizing it, like accepting it, has made a big difference. That's what I want to talk about in this episode.
Leadership is the ability to facilitate movement in others toward a destination you can describe. I'm Russ Hill. I help build leaders. And this is the Culture Hacks Podcast.
Make sure you don't miss an episode. Tap on the follow, plus, or subscribe button, and you'll get two new episodes each week. Thanks for listening to the Culture Hacks Podcast with Russ Hill.
So at the time I'm recording this, we're locked into spring and at least in half the world, I guess, right? And in the U.S., we're in the middle of spring, and in parts of the U.S., we're making our way into summer. Like I said, here in Arizona, where I live, we're already heating up, which some of you think, how could somebody possibly live in a place that is hits 100 degrees this early at the time I'm recording this, this early in the year? And I'm thinking the same thing about you when it's negative 20 or you're shoveling snow or got the snowblower out in April or March, right? I'm like, how could somebody live without sunshine for like half the year? So we all pick our places, right? And there are good and bad things to where we live and trade-offs. It's just maybe you think you live in the perfect place and the climate's just ideal, and that's awesome. Like, don't tell anybody because you don't want the whole world living there. But I've come to believe that I don't think there is such a place. And just like I don't think there's the perfect home, even if you custom built it and designed it exactly how you wanted it. Yeah, well, my friends who've done that, we've never done that as a couple and a family, but we've always bought an existing home. But my friends who built a custom home, what I've learned watching them is, well, that house and that plan and that neighborhood and that everything was perfect when you designed it. But then things change, like kids leave or you have another baby or the neighbor moves in that you never anticipated moving in next door, whatever it is. And you're like, oh, this house isn't exactly what we want or need, or that thing doesn't work. And so I don't think there's anything perfect. And which got me thinking that that's connected to this idea that I want to have you think about over the next few minutes, seasons of life. So let me get into that. But first, welcome into the Culture Hacks Podcast. My name is Russ Hill, and I make my living coaching and consulting senior executive teams of some of the world's most amazing and biggest companies, and love doing that. And I've had a few of you direct message me like, hey, Russ, you say there are two new episodes every week. Like, no, there's not. And I haven't been doing that as well lately. And I'll just tell you, talking about seasons of life, it's been an insanely busy one. And so you gotta, if you remember an episode I talked to maybe 30, 40, 50 episodes ago, I don't expect you to remember them all. But I talk about, you know, turning up and turning down knobs. Like, if you're giving more to work, you sometimes have to turn down how much attention you can give at home. And if your kids need more, or your spouse or your family or a parent needs more attention, then you kind of got to turn the knob down for work and turn up the knob for family, or maybe it's church or community or whatever it might be. And so I've turned down the knob of podcast and content creation in the last several weeks because of how much has been going on in our family. And so forgive me for that, if you would. I'm right now actually in my truck driving on the freeways of Arizona and thought, okay, I got a few minutes. Let me bang out a podcast episode and share something that's been on my mind. So that's why you're hearing the audio the way it is. And that's why I'm not putting out quite as regularly as I want to. But there are seasons to that. There are seasons when I'm really good at it. And then there are seasons where I'm a little bit slow. So I just ask for your patience. So thanks for that. Okay, if you want to find out more about our firm, LoanRockConsulting.com, LeadIn30.com is where you can find out more about what I do. And if you're wanting some help for yourself or your leadership team or your organization, or just want to develop yourself, there is content and all kinds of stuff at those two websites, LoanRockConsulting.com, LeadIn30.com. Okay, so seasons of life. Let's talk about this for a minute. So obviously in the world we live in, this planet that we are all occupants on, there are seasons, and winter gives way to spring, and spring gives way to summer, and summer gives way to fall, and how much control, by the way, do you have over that? Like, you want when fall comes around, most of you, depending on where you live, well, I think everybody's excited for fall. Like, oh man, that's awesome. Then winter comes around, maybe you're excited about that too, but some of you probably, when the first snowstorm hits or you get your first freeze, or it's cold and cloudy and maybe even wet depending on where you live in winter, when winter hits, you're like, ah, man, I wish fall would have lasted a little bit longer. Some of you are thinking, man, I wish summer lasted longer. Some of you are wish spring lasted longer. How much control do you have? None, right? Zero. Absolutely none. The weather changes, and every summer is a little different in most places. It lasts longer. We just last year had our hottest summer ever in Arizona, which we're already hotter than most of you can even imagine living through. You wonder, how does anybody live in a place that gets up to 115 degrees? And we just had the hottest one ever last summer. Most days in a row above 110, which is crazy. Maybe this last winter for you was the most mild ever. Or maybe it was the most extreme. You just got dumped on with snow. So that we have all these seasons, and then they vary a little bit from year to year, how long they last, how intense they are, and we have zero control over it. And I actually believe that the same thing is true for our lives. And, you know, in this podcast, as I think about, you know, what messages I want to convey and what thoughts I want to share, I just think about each of you who are listening, wherever you are in the world, whatever state of life you're in, wherever place you are in your career, in your family, in your personal journey, or whatever it might be. And I think about just the seasons that we go through, right? And that there are seasons. And so when I was younger, so maybe like a week ago, maybe, I don't know, it's been within the last few years, quite honestly, that I've started to think about this concept and actually accepted it. And I don't know that I totally accept it. I probably more tolerate it or am aware of it rather than embrace it right now. And I need to be more about embracing it, or at least understanding it, anticipating it. And what I mean is this, that sometimes I'm in a season of summer in life, and that might be my career, or it might be my it might be the way work is going. It might be my advancement. It might be my income. It might be my family or my personal life or relationships that I have with various people in my life, or it could be a million different things. What I've noticed is sometimes summer gives way to fall, or fall gives way to winter, and the storm comes in, or the first freeze happens, or it gets cloudy, or really wet and rainy and soggy, and it's just kind of slogging through the moisture. You know what I mean? Figuratively in our lives or in our careers. And I used to resent that. I used to think, gosh, darn it, why am I going through winter? And winter might last, or the rainy season, or the cloudy or dark season, whatever you want to call it. That season might last a week, or it might last a year, or it might last a few years, or it might be a few weeks or a few months. Do you know what I mean? Like, can you relate to this? And I used to just think, gosh, like, I'd resent that. I'd be frustrated by it. Like, man, Why am I in this stage in my career, or at this company, or like, and I feel like I'm doing all of these things. I'm trying to do the right things. or our business just maybe we're in a season where we're not growing as fast. We're not unlocking some of the answers that I want, or it's taking us longer to learn some lessons or to get it right, or to get that client to understand, or that potential client to embrace the solution we know will work for them. Or that leader that we coach or consult, like, man, why can't she get this? Or why isn't he listening? Or whatever it might be. And I used to think, gosh, what am I doing wrong? I got to change. And I do think that's important. Like, you don't want to ever surrender that and just become a victim and be acted upon and have no thought or intentionality or focus on what you can control. That's not what I'm talking about. Like, you still want to do that. You want to be able to do what you can and to focus on what you control. But there's this whole other element of the world being in motion and other people being in motion. And you can't control that. And so I guess my thought, or the thing that's occurred to me over the last few years, is, Russ, it might be the rainy season or the soggy season or the winter season or the cloudy season. And you just have to accept that. There's nothing you can do about it. So just be patient. Focus on what you can do. Focus on what you can control. Do what you know you need to be doing. Execute on those things. And it might just be that for the next few weeks or the next few months, you're not going to be able to have a big impact on those things. But in the long run, these are the fundamentals, and you need to do them. And if you do them, the season will change. And this effort will pay off. Are you with me? You tracking with me? And that applies to relationships. It applies to careers. It applies to companies. It applies to everything. Spiritually. Emotionally. Like, sometimes don't you ever just, like, emotionally, you're like in this suddenly, like, feel kind of weighed down. And maybe there's not anything in particular you can point to. Like, man, why am I in this fog? Why am I in this funk? Why am I not as motivated as I was? Emotionally, you feel that. Is that just me? I don't think it is. I think you just have to accept it. And I don't know if we'll ever get to a place of embracing it, like, oh, I'm so glad that it's cloudy and there's no sign of sunshine, or no sign of sunshine. And it's just, oh, I love being freezing cold and desperately wanting sunshine. And I don't think we ever embrace it, but we can expect it and anticipate that the seasons will change. I've come to realize this too with relationships, like every aspect. We've got our oldest son is engaged to get married, and we were having a conversation a few months ago about some different aspects of, you know, relationships and marriage and family life. And not like I'm the world's expert, but I got a few years on my son, right? A little further down the path of life. And so there's maybe a little bit of wisdom that I've unlocked that he hasn't yet. And there's a lot of wisdom he's unlocked that I haven't yet. But so I was talking to him just about, hey, this is the way things are now. And this is the way all these different things, but your bodies are going to change. You had kids to the mix, you had in-laws to the mix, you had your own parents to the mix, you have siblings in the mix, you have employees, you have bosses, you have customers, you have neighbors, you have people at church, you had all this stuff. You've got the politics, you've got society, you've got pandemics, you've got, like, everything. You got economic cycles. Like, there's all these variables in motion, and it's totally unpredictable. So you can't expect that the way it is today is the way it's going to be tomorrow. And quite honestly, for me personally, because I don't, you believe what you want to believe and lean into it. For me, if you've all listened to these episodes long enough of them, you know that I'm spiritual. Like, I've got this religious aspect to me. It's the path that I've chosen. And so I don't think of life as just like, oh, it's kind of cool. You were a caterpillar a few days ago, and now we're humans, and we're just kind of like, just happened. I don't believe that. I believe it's all by design. And again, I'm not preaching to you. I'm just sharing what I believe. So my belief is that there's a design, a purpose to this existence. Like, you're here in this state, meaning you got a body, and I believe you've got a spiritual or soul in you, and you're here to figure it out. And so then I think about, this is how I think. Then I think about, well, why is the average life expectancy like 80, 75, 80? You know, we got friends and relatives, right? You do, that are 90 or 95 or 100, like, whoa. But why is that kind of the magic number, 70 to 100? Somewhere in there is probably what you're going to live to, unless, you know, life throws you a curveball and something else happens. And so that's typically life expectancy, right? And I think, well, why is that? Why that long? And the older I get and the closer I get to that higher number of 70 or 80 or 90, the more I realize, oh, because I think that's about the amount of time we need to unlock most of the wisdom that's available to us in this condition, in this place, with these appetites and these variables around us. And I used to think that you unlocked it by 30. Like, you knew most of it by 25, and then 35, 30, 35, like, yeah, you had unlocked most of it. And now your job was just to help other people, right? Like, just be the grandparent, like, you know, and the parent, and just kind of share wisdom and be there for people. Now I've realized, oh no, like at 50 and 60 and 70, you're unlocking wisdom you did not have at 40. You did not have at 45, because the variables around you are changing. I had kids, now I got grandkids, right? You could be in that situation. I'm not there yet, but I can just see it in others. I'm like, oh, there's new wisdom. Like, oh, you're dating someone, that unlocks. Oh, you're a boss at work, a manager. Oh, that unlocks wisdom. Oh, you're in a relationship, that unlocks them. Oh, you've got a kid, that unlocks some wisdom. Oh, you bought a house, that unlocks some wisdom. Oh, you've got, you know, you're in a leadership position at some organization you volunteer for, or at your church. Oh, that unlocks some wisdom. Oh, now you've got multiple kids, that unlocks some wisdom. Right? And then they have some, like, that unlock. And then they're dating people, that unlocks some wisdom. And then you've got this health issue that creeps up in your life or comes on unexpectedly, that unlocks wisdom. You lose someone close to you, or they're suffering in a way that you have no ability to control, that unlocks wisdom. Oh, you lost your job or work's really slow right now, that unlocks wisdom. And so there are these seasons, and we don't control them. The only thing we control is our attitude. The only thing we control is how resentful, if we are resentful, how much bitterness we have, how much we're leaning into learning, being a student, and gaining everything that we possibly can gain in this existence. And, you know, I say it every once in a while, and it's totally true, that most of these episodes aren't, what I say isn't designed to really help you, if I'm being honest. What I'm saying is stuff that I need to remember. It's really kind of listening to me talk to me. Does that make sense? And so as I'm saying all this, I think, Russ, you just got to lean more into what you're saying right now. You've got to live it. Because one thing to, in the talk that I mentioned an episode or two or three ago, that I was given a talk at church, I was asked to speak in church, it was my turn. And one of the lines that I used, or one of the concepts that came to my mind as I was preparing it, was these two words of beliefs and behaviors. And I believe that part of our existence here is to calibrate our behaviors with our beliefs. And the concept of grace is this concept of giving the people around us, space to do that, to calibrate, to align their behaviors with their beliefs. And grace is giving ourselves space to do that as well. And I think that's, you know, that there are moral aspects to that. There's spiritual aspects to that. There's professional aspects to that. I mean, I teach leadership, right? I get paid by organizations. I make my living. The only source of my income is through sharing ideas with other leaders. That's how I make money. And so you would think, so I've got all these beliefs and wisdom and knowledge, right? And I'm not the expert, right? Like I'm not any of that. I'm just figuring it out. I'm in the lab, right? I'm unlocking this stuff. So, but you would think that someone who does that, man, they'd be like the ultimate leader. Like, wow, you understand all these concepts, you teach them. Wow, that's unbelievable. You would be an amazing leader. And yet I suck, right? It's because I have beliefs about how to lead. I've learned things studying that. That's my life's work, studying that. Just like your life's work, and you're really an expert in whatever you study. And for me, it's leadership. And so, but I'm still unlocking wisdom. I'm still gaining beliefs and wisdom. And then the other piece of it is just calibrating what I know with what I do. And that just takes time, because we're all these humans that have a lot of faults and we got all these things to manage. So seasons of life, we got a little bit off track on that, but giving ourselves, I guess part of it is just grace to, okay, it's winter right now. I can't really control that. I'm going to focus on the fundamentals and try to and do what I can. But my main takeaway for you is just anticipate seasons changing and don't resent that. And tolerate it and focus on the fundamentals. And what I absolutely know will be true is that the clouds will part, and the rainy and wet and cold season will give way to spring, and the sun will shine, and it will be warm outside, and that will happen. And then what you got to realize, you got to appreciate those moments. Like, wow, it's 75, 85 degrees and sunny today. I'm going to fully be present in this. I'm going to fully embrace this moment. I'm going to just soak it totally up, and I'm going to be full of gratitude that it's sunny today and that there are no clouds and that life is just really good today, because tomorrow the seasons might change. So I'm going to be grateful for when it's spring and when it's summer. So just that's what's on my mind. I hope that's helpful to somebody. I'll talk to you in the next episode of the Culture Hacks podcast.
Who do you know that could benefit from listening to this episode? Tap on the share button and text the link to a friend or colleague, or write a post on LinkedIn and tag Russ. Thanks for listening to the Culture Hacks podcast with Russ Hill.